This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Worldwide, Chris Sky's got huge news that affects the whole world, not just Canada. Was there the beta test? Joining us next segment, the weigh on the Trump indictment and so much more, the arson fires. But I wanted to play a clip as I mentioned it. Joe Rogan's really been going off, and that's a big deal because that hurts the establishment bad, reaching tens of millions of people every time he does it. Here and the left listens to Joe. Here is Joe talking about what a joke the criminal Biden's crime syndicate is.
What's this? What is Biden doing?
He fell down again?
Yeah.
Is this today?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't anymore.
Well, here's the sad thing, man. I say this because, look, my dad was 70 when I was born. My dad was an old man.
Yeah.
So I grew up around a lot of, like, environments where some of the people would take advantage of my dad because he was old.
But he just fell. He didn't even fall for a reason.
Just not fair. Like, at a certain point, you can't. It's not cool to old people to do that to them.
No.
Like, he doesn't know this is happening to him.
Yeah, but he kind of does, and he's kind of a.
Well, that could be true, but he doesn't know.
He's always been a co. If you go back and listen to that guy lying about his education record and lying about his accomplishments, and look, he's always been a problem.
Yeah, politician.
And also and stuff with his son and the ties to Ukraine and China and the money, the family, they got paid millions of dollars. And everyone's trying to obscure it because, well, better than Trump. If that guy was a Republican, they would be up his with a microscope.
I know, it is unbelievable.
But he represents the what they thought was a sane alternative to what President Trump was.
Yeah.
They thought, this is insane. Donald Trump is the president. Yeah, anything's better than him. And so they went with this corrupt career politician.
Yeah.
I mean, it's wild stuff, man. They even got the FBI involved in telling Twitter to censor the information about the laptop. It's crazy.
But how do we get out of that space? How do we? Because we're starting to turn into one of those kind of like Central American countries where the government is so compromised. Like, it's crazy. Yeah. It used to be a long time ago, like, if the secrets of our country got out, like during Watergate or whatever, right?
Yeah.
People were like, no. But now, if the secrets get out, people are like, yes, tell us what's going. You know what I'm saying? It's interesting how that's kind of changed. Like,
yeah.
Before, it would be like if any like top secret documents or whatever were released, it would seem like wrong.
Well,
but now if they're released, we want to know what it is. It's like, does that make any sense?
Well, when was top secret documents released that are showing that someone is behaving in an illegal way where it's bad? I mean, Watergate. That was what Watergate was all about.
Yeah.
They found out that Nixon was spying. I mean, I think the problem is that, first of all, the media is overwhelmingly left-leaning. And if you have a left-leaning politician or a left-wing Democratic politician, and then you have this media that essentially works to support that person, I mean, they ignore any information that leads to distrust in the government or distrust in this administration or distrust in this party, this political party.
Yeah, it's the dark arts, man.
It is the dark. That's the real dark arts.
Now, for our listeners, you're like, yeah, tell us something we knew 25 years ago. But for the main line, this is their waking up. So the learning curve is very quick. It's not just liberal bias. It's multinational corporations posing as, quote, liberals. They want to end parental rights. They want to end the right over your body. COVID ends the right over your body if they get what they want. The whole transgender, quote, gay stuff is about the state and the teachers having control of your children's body. In fact, I sent you guys a meme yesterday that Elon Musk tweeted. You can pull it back out of the stack or just reprint it. It'll be easier. It's an Elon's feed. And it shows a doctor looking at a woman who's 9 months pregnant. And she says, is it a boy or a girl? The doctor says, we're going to let your kindergarten teacher, the kindergarten teacher, decide whether it's a boy or a girl. I mean, let that sink in. This is the state literally messing with the identity of your child. It's a total power grab. Chris Skye is our guest. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
In the short time we have, I can't get into all the incredible ingredients in Superfemal Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about the ingredients, look them up for yourself, and then understand, this is cold-pressed herbs, so it has a more powerful effect on the body. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Supermel Vitality is selling out. It's an incredible formula for stamina, energy, libido. Only a few hundred bottles left. But the good news is we have several thousand bottles left of Superfemal Vitality. That's the same formula. It boosts men. It boosts women. It works great. But women like pink labels. Men like different color labels. So it works for men as well. It's the same formula. It's an incredible formula. And it buzzer operation. And here's another important part of the overall information. It's 50% off for a limited time. So get your Superfemal Vitality for men and women at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. Superfemal Vitality, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, we got the president federally indicted, basically a coup over the country, total insanity. We've got massive developments with the Ukrainian defensive getting wiped out. We've got a major world government, new world digital currency announcements. All this is going on. We have pedo rings all over the Western world saying your children belong to us. And the video of children in elementary school and in high school, in D.C., in New York, in California, being told you'll be sent to the principal, or I'll call the police, or I'll put you in school suspension for a year if you don't watch dudes and girls make out, and if you don't, I mean, just totally grooming, and the young people are like, leave us alone, stop, this is weird. It'd be weird if they said, now let's watch a video of a girl and a guy making out. You'd be like, why is my teacher showing me this? And because it's a corporate agenda to come and destroy your identity and to tie your sexual identity to this sex cult, to this gang. It's psychological warfare. But I got Chris Skye on because he is being persecuted. And what's happening to him is the communist globalist playbook. Put somebody in jail who's popular. Now, Chris is also a businessman and a very successful contractor, and that's why he's a smart guy. He actually lives in the real world, and he's the most vocal, effective person in Canada battling what is now recognized as the tyranny of Trudeau. Tucker, a few months ago, said we need to liberate Canada from the authoritarianism. I mean, Trudeau said, I want to be a dictator. I love dictatorship. I love I love Xi Jinping. He only got 30% of the vote, but manipulated it with the parliament to stay in power. And the police horses running over people, and a year in jail for peaceful protesters over lockdowns, and now they're announcing they're going to join the Netherlands and Ireland in banning farms and cows and pigs. I mean, It's crazy. We've got the arson, hundreds of fires, satellite showed across the country. It's the same hour set. And then Trudeau saying he's going to take power using that. And he's shut down the farms because of that. It's incredible. But the reason I wanted to get him on is, this is breaking news, is they're trying to put him in jail. And they're banning him from advertising that he's running for mayor of Toronto because they're so scared of him. This is the same playbook they're using on Trump, the same playbook they've been trying to use on so many members of Congress, and it's the same playbook worldwide. So Chris Skye joining us with breaking news today on what's happening with you, and then I want to pick your brain with the UN ending the so-called pandemic, claiming a new one's coming, what you expect them to pull next, because you've been deadly accurate on the enemy's operations.
Okay, well, first of all, like you said, I'm running for mayor. They tried to stop me from day one. But while I was trying to get here from Alberta, my wife and I were arrested in the Edmonton airport and banned from flying at the Edmonton airport. So we had to drive to Calgary just to come here. Before I even became a nominee, I was getting threatening emails from Elections Toronto telling me they were going to use selective enforcement and even try to prosecute me and throw me in jail if I tried to run. Once I became a nominee, I even got messages or email, not even messages, direct mails from the largest law firm in the country representing a certain political party trying to stop me from running. If that didn't work, they started getting all of my venues to cancel my events on me, citing that I was not able to be able to have these events there because I was not the type of person they wanted there. I was harassed by the police when I arrived in Toronto. I was pulled over while I was already pulled over and given 7 citations, including a careless driving charge while I had not even been driving. And it just kept getting worse and worse. They tried to cut off my funding. They tried to get people, they tried to slander me.
We just lost this Skype. We're going to get him back on. But folks, you have to understand, Canada, according to even international rating groups that look at the scale of totalitarianism, is very high now. Remember when I went up there to cover Bilderberg in 2006, they arrested me and they said they were going to put me in the Toronto prison. And then once the press got involved and said it was wrong, they let me out and I covered the Bilderberg meeting. Now, all these years later, 17, 18 years later, it's way worse than it ever was, and it's completely out of control. So what's happening in Canada, Klaus Schwab says, is the blueprint for the rest of the world. So that's why Canada is as bad as Australia. So Chris Sky, continue.
Well, yes, that's why I was running for mayor of Toronto, because Toronto is like the crown jewel in the World Economic Forum agenda, and they want to use their 15-minute city, global carbon allowance, and all the rest of their digital ID, digital currency agenda to enslave us, starting here and spreading it out throughout Canada and the U.S. And that's why I came in to stop them. And as I was saying, the government-funded media is literally owned and controlled. So anybody that they put on the media, the so-called top 6 candidates, the only ones they put in their polls, the only ones they talk about, the only ones that get covered, the only ones that are invited to debates, these candidates are also controlled just like the media. They will not allow me to participate in their debates. They will not allow me to advertise on TV, radio.
And by the way, Chris Scott, this is not hyperbole. For folks that don't know, and Biden's been proposing that here, remember when Drudge was on like 10 years ago or 9 years ago or whatever it was, 8 years ago, he said this is what he was told by Clarence Thomas, you know, that the future was going to be. And it's where it's not just PBS or NPR that are government funded. All of the old corporate media get giant government funding. In Canada, it's billions, it's going to be tens of billions here, and then only they are the approved select groups. So Google this year in the U.S. is starting a trusted media system with only 150 media sources that it will allow to be shown. And so there's a fight in Canada right now. We're going to skip the break to give Chris more time. There's a fight in Canada right now where Facebook is starting to shut down there because the government's going to make Facebook and Google pay the government to then pay trusted media. But then only trusted media is then authorized to have debates, and they choose what candidates to show. So they're like offsourcing the censorship and control and really turning the media not just into state-run media, but then arbiters and controllers of elections and of vote tabulation. So when I say Canada's the model, folks, it is the damn model. Listen to this, because there's this instinct, particularly of Americans, and I love Americans, I'm an American, but we have the lowest level of passports, we have the lowest level of any industrialized country for traveling. We don't get how little the world is, okay? You can fly around the world in like, you know, 25 hours, okay? You can fly to Australia in 16, 17, you know, Tokyo. So understand me, people. You can fly to Moscow in 10 from Austin, Texas. So 10 or 11 hours. Understand that what's coming for you is Canada like next year. So listen to him. I'm sorry to interrupt, Chris, but listen to him. Listen to what he's saying. And I'm not being aggressive here. I'm not mad at the listeners. I'm saying, do you understand that this is invaluable information? Because the average person goes, well, I don't care what happens to Canada. Screw them. Well, they're our neighbors. We get our energy from there. They're nice people. We should care what happens to Chinese in China. But you should really care about Canada because it's the damn model. Chris, I'm going to shut up. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, the media, as we know, is controlled. The media, as we know, has banned me. And they wanted to take it a step further. So I was working with the head of the Daily Bread Food Bank, who hosted the official debate. And we were working together for a couple of weeks, and we came to terms to host a second debate that was going to have me as a candidate, as well as many other candidates. It was going to be nationally televised and everything. Because he told me, and we have the correspondence at the...
She's driving me crazy. Not only is the Skype keeps cutting out, that's why I'm talking over, and but it's done it again, but it's okay. If we have to, just get him on the phone next time. We need to create just a rundown here. Or maybe do Zoom or something. The Skype's not working. At a certain point, we're going to have to reassess this and just not keep doing the same thing, because the definition of insanity is the same thing happening over and over again. And by the way, we haven't gotten to that point yet. It's not the crew's fault. It's just this technology. It's really magic we can see people anywhere around the world. But I think it's emblematic of how he's being censored and is now being arrested. Been arrested. He's going to get to that in a moment. And why they arrested him with no evidence or no proof. In Canada, someone just has to say that you threatened to hurt them, and then with no proof, you get put in jail, and then you get banned everywhere, and the person with no proof never gets in trouble. Similar to how roughly half of the rape allegations in the United States turn out to be 100% false. All right, let's try it again, Chris. This is critical info. Continue.
This is very critical info.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Want me to expose how controlled the media is, how the government, the media are one and the same apparatus, and the so-called top candidates that they're putting on the media are also controlled and part of the same apparatus. And if people really want change, the only way they're going to get it is if they vote for me, because I'm the only one that's talking about any of it. I'm the only one that's talking about SOGI, sexual orientation and gender identity, and how dangerous it is for our children. I'm the only one talking about the agenda that you've been trying to expose on this whole show. And when I brought it up in a debate just the other day with so-called front runners Mitzi Hunter and Josh Matlau debating against me at the Tropicana Center in Scarborough, guy was called an anti-LGBT bigot, and Josh Matlau spent his last 30 seconds not trying to convince the people to vote for him, but trying to convince the people not to vote for me. That shows me that the so-called top contenders see me as a threat. They don't want to be in the same room as me. They don't definitely want to debate me, and they rely on the government and the media to insulate them and provide them these scripted, pathetic, pretend debates and all these other pre-scripted, pre-planned events where they don't even get the support of the people, but they do get the support of the media. And in this country, they believe that's enough to sway voters. We also uncovered that there are now, and this is the first time ever in the history of elections in Canada and probably anywhere, 300,000 newly registered voters just for this by-election. We went from 1.6 million to 1.9 million voters. And this is the first time that they're going to have mail-in voting eligible for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. So they're literally setting up the script for the same type of mail-in voter fraud as they did with Biden and Trump. They're literally setting up the script to have me arrested and dragged through the mud to try to prevent my campaign from being successful and to try to basically just throw me, get me off the board, as they say. But as always, I will persevere. As always, the people will rally behind me. And on June 26th, the best thing every single one of you can do is get out and vote. They want you, the seniors, to believe that I'm not the only one that's going to lower their taxes. That's the reality. I'm the only one that's going to have a fiscally responsible small.
No, obviously, if Canadians want to get stop the tyranny and stop the next lockdown and stand up against the police state and everything, they should vote for you 110%. You're right. They're so panicked that they've just brought in all these fake new ballots because they're running the same program worldwide. People need to go to the site. Where you've got a couple sites. What is the best place for people to go find out everything about your run for mayor there in Toronto?
ChrisSkyForChange.com. ChrisSkyForChange.com. That's our site. You can see our platform. You can find out where I'm going to be. You can donate. Even if you're not from Ontario, you can't donate to the election campaign. But since I just got arrested, I'm going to have a legal fund and all kinds of other places where anybody in the world is eligible to donate to if they want to stand up to this tyranny.
And by the way, expand on what you told me on the phone last night or your messages. This has been done to you before. An anonymous person says you've threatened them, and then they don't have to have any proof, and they can do it over and over again, and you get arrested.
That's exactly it. This person sent a text message where I literally said, I'm going to expose you for corruption, and then followed it up saying that I called them and threatened them on the phone. That wasn't recorded. The threat wasn't recorded. But actual contrary evidence where I didn't threaten him was recorded. So all it takes for me to get arrested
is for any random person to call the police and say, Chris Guy said this or Chris Guy did this. And I will get arrested. I will get charged. I will have to make bail. I will have to pay all the legal fees. And I'll have my name dragged through the mud for months, if not years, to get myself cleared of the ridiculous.
Oh, I'm not going to get into it. I'm not going to get into it. But about 2 months ago, somebody filed in the local Austin court a totally fake report, just totally insane. And then the judge demanded we respond to it, to an anonymous report of somewhere I wasn't at, didn't do, but said, I want to know what you're, I mean, these people are out of control. They are totally insane. Now, obviously, there's big news around the world. It's important what you're doing there, but you've been really a great activist, not just for Canadians, but around the world. You've been dead on predicting 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago, what they would do next with the lockdowns, with the shots. What are you predicting now they're going to do around the world and just big picture with their central bank digital currencies, their ESGs, and more?
Very, very quickly, I'll tell you. Well, we already know in 2019, before the 2020, where they declared the COVID emergency, in Canada, they declared a climate emergency. And May 2022, while we were still under lockdown for COVID, they enacted a new zoning bylaw, which is all 15-minute city, all under the guise of fighting climate change, every new development. So I've been showing people how the 15-minute cities are coming with the new developments where it's mixed use, where you're supposed to live, work, and play all in the same building. And I showed a place where they had 500 residences plus office buildings plus commercial retail, and they only had 2 car parking for the entire complex. But they had 500 bike parking. Why? Because they don't want you in a car. Why? Because they're going to start talking about how you have to track your carbon footprint and limit your carbon footprint. Just like the mayor of New York limited the amount of meat people can have at public institutions, and just how they wanted to start tracking your groceries for your carbon footprint, they're going to be doing that same push everywhere. And they're going to be coming after your children at fever pitch. They want to use this LGBT pronoun 76 gender agenda to take control away from the parents and confuse, pervert, sexualize children and make them wards of the state. If you can, if you look at the LGBT community.
By the way, I want you to get back to that in a moment, but just to back you up. In the U.S., in areas, in the U.K., in Europe, you now try to go to grocery stores. They say no one can use cash or even a credit card or even a debit card or even your smartphone. You must register with a QR code with them to buy and sell. So they are bringing the central bank digital currency in. It is happening right now. But get back to the literal assault on our children. We're going to cover that more after the break. But, I mean, this is the deep state global corporate program literally going after parental rights and to form a weird psychological state connection to your child, who they will then sign up under their prerogative to be basically taken from the parents.
That's it. It's about making the state the number one influence in the child's life. Why? If you look at the LGBT community, number one, they are the most compliant with the government. They had the largest uptake for vaccinations for COVID. They had the largest compliance with masks. They trust the government because they create a special protected minority class for them. So why wouldn't they? The other thing is, LGBT members of the community spend an average of over $1.5 million more than so-called cisgenders of the community on Big Pharma over their lifetime. So for every 1 million new children you create into that community, you've just created $1.5 trillion worth of revenue for Big Pharma over the next few decades. And that's why, if you look at so-called gender clinics, in the year 2000, there was maybe 2 or 3 in the entire North America. Now, there's hundreds. Why? Because they are actively doing everything they can to create this. And that's what this new curriculum in Canada is called, SOGI, Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity. And it is 100% about sexualizing, confusing, and perverting children.
Chris Guy, stay there. Chris Guy, stay there. And we're going to see her in the break, and we can mess with your computer, maybe close some functions, go on a different wireless network, see if we can get you back on video. But it's great to have you audio-wise. I want to go through this big move against our children that's being run by the UN and big corporations globally, what Tulsi Gabbard's had to say, and more. But this thing is in high gear, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Chris Guy. But before we go to break, please remember, we're listener-supported. We're not subscriber-based. We're supported by you buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're excellent. We're selling out of X3. It's our best seller. We have to end the sale because the current sales rates in 2 weeks, it'll be gone. Try iodine. Incredible for your immune system, your electrochemical activity, every cell in the body. It's essential. Without it, without iodine, you die. That's why they're targeting iodine, taking it out of the diet. You need it. They put the bad halogens in to block the iodine and the chlorine, the fluoride, and the bromine. You need this product. It takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average. Take a few drops a day. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's 25% off. It is your last chance. Discover the power of activated iodine. Try iodine. True Nascent. Iodine takes your system just to the next level. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, the severity of the situation cannot be overstated. I made a little sub-film before Dr. Michael Kaufman, who was a big part of Endgame that I made in 2007, died, called Endgame 1.5, because I was planning to make Endgame 2. And he showed a bunch of documents in the 60s and 70s where major universities in the UK and the US said to depopulate people, we have to end the nuclear family. To do that, we're going to promote homosexuality and transgenderism. But it turned out Theodore Kaczynski, who was in the CIA mind control program, MKUltra, this is in the LA Times, was in some of the first transgender studies as well, and was considering transitioning to a woman. That's the Unabomber. So this is a CIA MI6 Tavistock Institute program. Here's Tulsi Gabbard, who's been a liberal and an Army veteran, telling the truth. But this is not about, oh, let gay people get married. 5 years ago, we're like, sure, live your life. Oh, next, give us your children. Let us cut your son's private parts off. Let's cut women's breasts off. I mean, oh, they deserve medical care. And then, you know, this famous woman that had her breasts just cut off, she said she heard voices telling her, cut your breast off, cut your breast off. You know, that's when you're supposed to go to the mental institution, when you need medication. But if you show up now and say, doctor, I want to cut my arm off, there's a whole movement where they're now cutting people's arms and legs off. They're calling it trans-able. Trans-abled. So they're enabling the mental illness and pushing it. You have an empty, lost society, and then they push dehumanization. Now, Canada is at the tip of the spear for government-sponsored, pushed, forced suicide of the mentally ill, who they're wards of, though. So that's the next big thing they're going to be celebrating, how brave it is to kill yourself. Canada's already running TV ads doing that. We'll get Chris Guy's really expert take on this. The guy's one of the smartest people out there. But here's Tulsi Gabbard's.
Byproduct, unfortunately, of today's Democratic Party's blind pursuit of power and their rejection of this truth, that we are all God's children, is that they reduce each of us to the color of our skin or our gender or our sex. And they're using identity politics to tear us apart, fomenting anti-white racism and fanning the flames of divisiveness just so they can score a few political points. What's so disturbing about all of this is not something they're trying to hide. They're proud of it. They celebrate it. They promote it at every opportunity, even though what they are actually doing is betraying the dream of Martin Luther King Jr. Their actions betray his wish that we would be judged not by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character. They have become, in doing so, the racist that they claim to hate. You heard from Riley Gaines earlier, what an incredibly brave and courageous woman who embodies the consequence of what happens when the Democrats reject the existence of objective truth. They reject the truth that we as women exist, and even as they continue to claim that they are the ones who are champions for women. They are the ones, the woman who held the seat that I served in Congress, she was one of the leading advocates for the passage of Title IX over 50 years ago. And you look at what they're doing now, spitting in the face of every woman and girl who has benefited from the passage of Title IX by saying that actually women don't exist, that we're just a construct of someone's mind, that anybody at any time can say, well, you know what, I'm a woman too. There's literally no greater expression of hatred and hostility towards women than to erase us as an entire category of people.
Absolutely. Title IX says you're going to have government funding for sports that's going to be equal to women. I've got 3 daughters and 1 son. I don't care if I had no daughters. I would support that. That's real freedom for women. And now this cult says women don't exist. I'll tell you why. Corporations want to make the babies. They want replicants. They're already having a bunch of, quote, babies in the UK that are from 3 parents. You study what humans are. They're making 2 men's genetics a baby. There's no mitochondrial DNA pass. That's not a human, folks. That's in the science. But if you can say 2 men can have a baby, you can make a corporate creation that's a humanoid and say it's whatever you want it to be. So a man and a woman can be on a deserted island. And if there is food and resources there, they can make a future. Okay, a man and a woman together is a terraforming operation. We're powerful. We're the species. They act like a nuclear family just got invented. It's why our species is powerful. And all the higher orders, you know, of birds and you name it, mate for life, ladies and gentlemen. And then groups of monkeys are in troops to protect themselves. Lions are in prides. They're families. They're groups. And they're attacking that because the lions weren't in a family. The hyenas would kill them in a day. Chris Sky, we skip the break, give me more time. Lay into these people.
Well, everything she says is 100% true, and it does come down to the core of trying to erase and destroy and attack women. That's the reality. They say it's all pro-LGBT. No, it is anti-women. And why do they want to attack women? Because women are the core of the nuclear family, and women are the ones that will stand up for their child to the death. So by destroying what it is to be a woman, diminishing what it is to be a mom, and all the rest of it, and taking women out of the equation, they're setting up the stage to destroy the nuclear family. And why do they want to do that? We already established. It creates profits for Big Pharma, but more importantly, it creates compliant citizens to the government agenda. The people that are turned into this LGBT community that are now wards of the state, that now have the influence of the teacher and the government as the number one in their life, they are far more likely to support every government agenda on TV. They're more likely to wear a mask, more likely to support the mandates, more likely to take a jab, more likely to support climate change, more likely to support the war in Ukraine.
They get a poll of liberals, 60% want government cameras in all homes last week.
There you go. They will support whatever the government says because the government to them is their God. The government has replaced family. The government has replaced religion. And they put themselves in that place where they are now the number one influence in that person's life. So it's in the government's best interest to continue their quest for control, to try to transform as many of our children into LGBT wards of the state as possible. And the teachers are more than happy to do it. In Canada, they literally passed laws where the teachers can start calling your children the child's preferred pronoun, obviously taught to them by the teacher, and they will not even inform the parent, let alone ask the parent for consent. And this is a hotbed of discussion in Canada right now, and New Brunswick was the first province to pass a law against this, and I believe this is going to be the beginning of massive pushback against this sexual orientation, gender identity, sexualizing children, this so-called curriculum that they're bringing in. People see it, people understand the nefarious purposes behind it, and people are not going to put up with it. Mothers, fathers, and the children themselves have had enough. And when I become the mayor, we are going to simply enforce the laws on the books. People can look this up. In Canada, we have a law, 171.1 and 171.2, against the sexual exploitation of children. And it says in big black and white, this does not mean child porn. This is just things like drag queens, like we just had in Pride Month in Ontario, coming to a park, going on stage, and literally stripping down to a female G-string, having children put dollar bills into their thing, and now this is a little Muslim kid that were stepping on the pride flags, and I believe in that because I don't believe in pride. I support the LGBT community, but pride is now coming for the children, and these children recognize that, and they're standing up to
it. Grace, that's critical. You know, I was on Steven Crowder's show, I was hosting it last week. And all I said was, I used to see the anti-sodomy laws and say you shouldn't put somebody in jail for that, which I still think you shouldn't. I don't hate anybody if they're an adult. But now the movement means coming for the kids. The movement means sterilizing children, cutting little girls' breasts off, little boys' penises off, and testicles. I mean, so you have to accept all of it now because it's a big train of evil. So I oppose it all, and because you have to, because the Democratic Party and your party up there, the establishment globalist parties are 100% behind this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's the gang trying to control them. It's the gang trying to destroy their innocence. This is so crazy. I mean, listen, I've got 4 children. And if either one, because I've been married twice, and neither wife ever did this, started telling my 5-year-old about adult sex and things, I'd say, you're a weirdo. You don't teach them that until right before puberty. And then it's just scientific. You explain the dangers of it and the good things about it and marriage and the rest of it. That's a parent's role. But, I mean, imagine if your wife or husband, you come in and your wife is shaking their ass in front of your kid's face and tell them about blowjobs. I mean, and folks, I hate to talk that on air, but, I mean, they're teaching 7, 8-year-olds stuff that I didn't even know until I was like 20 in these public schools and some private. They get grants for it. I mean, brutal stuff. They were teaching middle schoolers in Massachusetts 20 years ago, World and Daily reported on it, about fisting. And I know listeners don't want to hear this, but it's happening to kids, you got to know. That's shoving your whole arm up somebody's rear end causes serious medical problems. This is what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. And so they want to screw your kids up and make a political connection to that trauma. That's what cults do, is mind control. And to sexualize a child is trauma. Then you control their identity and attach yourself to it. So the footage out of Canada is just wild. And again, you've got like 800 LGBTP people going, your kids belong to us, because the elementary school, the public school, has announced all children will use pronouns, and they're going to teach them LGBTPQZS Satan stuff. And so the Muslims with the conservatives, with the Christians, are saying no, and the left doesn't know what to do. because they've been given an order, get the children. I mean, you couldn't write a Hollywood script that's insane. But again, even though it's a minority, it's weird, it's twisted, once we oppose them and the media makes them the victim, it elevates it now to this giant globalist movement. Chris Guy, your take on where this is going.
Well, I can tell you right now, I've met with a mother whose six-year-old child's homework asked if she was a boy, a girl, or non-binary. I met with other parents where they found a book in the library, part of the SOGI curriculum, and this is in U.S. schools as well, called Gender Queer, and it depicts male-on-male prepubescent oral sex in the book in cartoonized form, and this is supposed to be for children. And then I have a friend of mine who just got suspended from his school for 20 days for saying that two men can't have a baby. 20-day suspension for saying this. This is where it's headed. We already know.
By the way, let me just back you up. People don't understand. Whether you're in the UK, Germany, the US, Canada, Australia, this is all the same globalist program. It's all unified, run by the UN, by BlackRock on record.
Yes,
when they hand out to your elementary school student a sheet and say, are you a boy, girl, or other, the child doesn't know. If they get confused and say non-binary, they're put in a file that then makes it secret, and the process of taking your child begins the minute they circle that. Go ahead.
100%. As soon as the child circles that, they start them down the path of potential transition, and they'll exclude the parent from all discussion. You also touched on the assisted suicide. They call it MAID here in Canada. MAID was responsible for over 30,000 deaths last year. In Quebec, the province of Quebec, it is the third leading cause of death in the entire province, assisted suicide by the government. They actually run commercials for it and try to sell it to you like they're selling you a used car or something. And now they're trying to make it available to children as young as 12 years old. 12-year-old child can go in and say they're depressed and want to end their own life, and they will not tell the parents until after it's done. That is what they are proposing. That is the next step of this process. They hate life in general, and they want to destroy as much of it as they can. When they say they want to reduce the carbon footprint, you are the carbon footprint. They want to reduce you. They want to reduce your mobility. They want to reduce the amount of you on planet Earth. And they're not shy about it anymore, ladies and gentlemen. So you better take heed, and you better start acting in your own best interest.
I totally agree. You know, I'm thinking about my six-year-old daughter right now, and just how innocent she is and how good she is and how she's everything to me. And I made the decision not even have her in private school because a lot of them are getting grants. You can't even trust them. But for people that don't have the money to homeschool or private school, this is a global crisis. I mean, this is crazy. And I think it's important to call it right out at the root and just point out that it's the corporate takeover of parental rights and our children's future. And how does the average leftist go along with this? Well, I'll tell you this, folks, okay? I mean, if you really have ever gone to a hotel or something when you're on a business trip and you didn't know it was a, quote, LGBT hotel, and I've been to those, you know, because you go to L.A. or you go somewhere you don't know, or you go to New York, you just book someplace, you walk in, there's an LGBT party. It's a bunch of rich people. It's a bunch of good-looking people. There's no kids there. And I'm not defending these groups. I'm just saying. But then when you go to these, quote, trans kids or liberal kid things, it's a bunch of gross sickos and pedophiles and perverts. So I'm not defending the lesbians and gays. I'm just saying I've been to beaches. I've been to places. I've seen their weddings. I've seen their events. It doesn't look like a bunch of mutants. But the people that are the LGBT, we want to help your kids, are literally a bunch of pedophile demons out of hell that are the ugliest, sickest, craziest looking people ever. Where are the, quote, gay and lesbian groups? I know they're starting to say stuff to say you do not represent us because, I mean, this is an evil corporate takeover of our children. It's coming out. They're maiming and sterilizing children, and they're committing suicide at record rates, not because we're mean to them, but because in government studies, the kids are killing themselves in the government studies. So I want to say to the, quote, you know, homosexual lobby out there, I'm not after you. I'm not attacking you. But you better do something about this, and you better stop letting them speak for you because you're going to lose this fight. You're not going to get our kids. You've already gotten a bunch of them. But in the end, the people involved in this are going to pay. You want to speak to those folks? Do you get my point, Chris?
100%. Well, there is a massive group called Gays Against Groomers, and they have a big social media presence on Twitter, Instagram, etc. And they are exactly as you described. They are members of the LGBT community that just want to be left alone, that want to have their lifestyle amongst adults, which I believe everybody should have the choice to do what they want amongst adults. Like, there's people that do, I believe in freedom, and if you're amongst
adults... Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Whether it's promiscuous heterosexuals or homosexuals, it's all the same thing in my eyes. I'm not going to sit here like some Pharisee on some high horse. The point is, stay away from kids. And stay away from the kids, and don't let pedophiles conflate gay rights with screwing kids and cutting and forget just having sex with them. They want to cut their body parts off, Chris.
It's 100% true. They want to put them on puberty blockers as young as 6 or 7. They want to remove their breast tissue when they're 9 or 10. They want to remove their penis. And they tell you they're going to create a vagina for you. But what they really create is a never-healing canal that is literally an open wound in your body.
A gunshot wound.
And they don't tell you this. They don't tell the people this when they're transitioning. But they have to put the equivalent of a sex toy into that canal for multiple hours every single day, or that so-called man-made vagina, like any open wound, will simply close up. So in order to be able to use it for sex, you literally have to keep it as an open wound by inserting an object into it.
And it bleeds and it gets infected, and that's why they have record suicide. If I had a giant, if somebody cut my genitals off and had a giant open wound, I'd kill myself too, Chris. This is crazy.
People do not fathom the full consequences of the actions, and those are adults. So imagine when you're doing this to children. Children that wake up and say, hey, I want to eat ice cream for breakfast. Oh, are you going to give them ice cream for breakfast because they said that? It's the equivalent of...
Chris, I want to give you some closing comments. Chris, we've had technical problems today, but you've been off the chart and informative. I want to get into the wildfires. Do a few more minutes with us on the other side. We'll plug your campaign again. ChrisSkyForChange.com. Do a little bit more on the wildfires with us. We'll come right back. I got to stop right there, though, because we need funds to stay on air. We're hardcore. We don't back down. We just tell the truth as we see it. You can agree with us, disagree with us, but we got great products you need, and I need funds to just stay on air. Plus, I'll be honest, I want to expand. I got a bunch of reporters I want to hire. I want to be back on the road, back at the border. You've seen some of that since we stabilized, but I don't have any budget to do the stuff I want to do. So I don't want to live here on fumes. I want to get back in the game. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Please get great products. Super Female Vitality, we got some in. It's the same formula as Super Male. It's just that people like a different package for women. So it's 50% off. Works great for men. Works great for women. Super Male's about to sell out. InfoWarsStore.com, and we have the two amazing nootropics. One is super fast acting and wears off quick, but it's amazing. That's Brain Force Ultra, and then Brain Force Plus is the big 4 to 6 hour good clean energy. Both of them are amazing. Together, they're incredible. They're both 50% off together or 40% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. So 50% off of Super Female Vitality works for men and women. X3, I've just decided to keep it up at 25% off at least another week until it sells out, because everybody needs to experience the Missing Link high-quality iodine. And InfoWars MD now has a probiotic, a high-quality probiotic, now available again at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars MD probiotics and more, InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.